Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we answer a question about American actor Marlon Brando, play some music from Shakira, and report about walking to defeat a deadly disease.
I'm walking, yes indeed, I'm talking, by you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month in the United States. However, Americans work throughout the year to help defeat this deadly disease. One popular way many people help raise money for breast cancer research is to take part in organized walks. Shirley Griffith explains.
Large groups of people gather in cities at different times of the year. Each person who walks represents money given by others to help defeat breast cancer. One of these walks is the Avon Breast Cancer Crusade. Officials say the organization has provided more than $400 million in 50 countries around the world. The money is used to improve treatment for breast cancer and find a cure. Avon Breast Cancer Walks are more than 62 kilometers and take place over 2 days. Breast cancer survivors take part in the walks. So do their families and friends and family members of those who have died of the disease. Lynn Graham of Newcastle, Colorado, is one breast cancer survivor who took part in an Avon walk this year. The 62-year-old grandmother joined more than 2,000 others to walk in San Francisco, California, in July. Each of the walkers raised at least $1,800 for breast cancer research and treatment. Ms. Graham says she prepared by joining a health club and walking long distances 3 or 4 days a week. She called the walk the best emotional and spiritual experience ever. Another breast cancer walker who shares this feeling is 34-year-old Kylie McMichael of Blacksburg, Virginia. She took part in the 3-day, 96-kilometer walk organized by the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Each person taking part raised at least $2,200 for breast cancer research and treatment. Ms. McMichael walked in Boston, Massachusetts, in August with about 2,000 others. She took part in the walk because of personal connections to survivors, as well as women who died of breast cancer. Both women say the walk was difficult, but it was filled with joy because they were linking with others working for a common purpose. And they both plan to do another breast cancer walk next year.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Iran. Mansoor Karami asks about American actor Marlon Brando. Many critics say Marlon Brando was the greatest actor of all time. Many actors say he was a great influence on them. Marlon Brando was born in Omaha, Nebraska, in 1924. His mother acted in the local theater. She and her husband had an unhappy marriage and Marlon and his father did not have a good relationship. Marlon Brando was an unhappy child. He was always getting into trouble in school and was expelled from one of them. He moved to New York City at the age of 19 and studied acting. Soon he was appearing in stage plays. His first major part came in 1947 when he acted the lead in Tennessee Williams' play A Streetcar Named Desire. His fame grew when he acted the same part in the movie released in 1951. Marlon Brando was nominated for an Academy Award for that movie and for his next two movies as well. But he did not win the Oscar until 1954. He received the award for the movie On the Waterfront. Many critics consider his work as failed boxer Terry Malloy his finest performance. Here, Malloy expresses his regrets about losing fights on purpose so his brother could win money betting on them.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am. Let's face it.
Marlon Brando acted in about 40 movies and was nominated for 8 Academy Awards. He won his second Oscar for his work in the movie The Godfather in 1972. He played Vito Corleone, the powerful head of a criminal organization in New York. Brando was active in the civil rights movement and protested the way Native Americans were shown in movies. Marlon Brando died in 2004. He was 80 years old. Many famous actors expressed their sadness at his death. One of them said simply, "He was the best." The United States is celebrating National Hispanic Heritage Month. Each year, the nation honors the work and influence of Hispanic Americans. Shakira is a very popular singer who was born in Colombia. Her sexy and energetic songs have become hits all over the world. Mario Ritter tells us more.
Ciega Sordomuda, from Shakira's 1998 Spanish language album. She sings about being deaf, blind, and stupid with love for someone. Shakira was born in 1977 to a Colombian mother and a Lebanese-American father. She made her first album when she was a teenager. Her strong voice and creative songs soon made her a big star. In 2001, Shakira decided to start singing in English. Here is Wherever, Whenever from her 2001 album called Laundry Service. This song became an international hit, and the record sold millions of copies.
Lucky you were born back far away, so we can both make fun of distance. Lucky that I love a foreign land for the lucky fact of your existence. Baby, I will climb the Andes solely to count the freckles on your body. Never could imagine there were only 10 million ways to love somebody.
Shakira is known as a hard-working woman with great artistic control over her career. She has won many Grammys and Latin Grammys. In fact, this year she has 5 Latin Grammy nominations, more than any other nominee. Shakira writes, sings, and produces her own songs. She even creates ideas for her own music videos and helps direct and edit them. Shakira is also a skillful performer. She sings and dances around the stage. Imagine her singing and dancing to Hips Don't Lie with the singer Wyclef Jean. This song is about making your body move to the music. So, start dancing.
Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that you could dance like this. Hey. She make a man want to speak Spanish. Como se llama?
Sing.
Bonita.
Sing.
Because
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad.
Hey.
So be wise.
Sing.
And keep on reading the signs of my body. It's right, all the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection.
Hey, girl, I can see your body moving.
And it's driving me crazy.
And I didn't have the slightest idea
until I saw you dancing.
Yeah. And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can ignore the way you move your body, girl.
And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it.
So you can keep on shaking it.
Never really knew that she could dance like this.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. This show was written by Dana Demange and Nancy Steinbach. Katie Weaver was the producer. To read the text of this program and download audio, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Well, I'm so restrained, have come to fail now, see I'm doing what I can, but I can't, so you know that's a bit too hard to explain.
Yeah, she
so sexy, I am a fantasy. A refugee like me back with the Fugees from a third world country. I go back like when Pac carried crates for Humpty Hump. We lead a whole club jizzy.
Why the CIA wanna watch
the Colombians and Haitians? I ain't guilty, it's a musical transaction. Bobo, zobo, no more do we snatch rope. Refugees run the seas cause we on our own boat.
I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Baby, like this is perfecto. Oh, you know I'm on tonight. My hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. The attraction, the tension. Baby, like this is perfection.
No fighting, no fighting, no fighting, no fighting.
No fighting.